The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river through the woods from where you know Granny loves token on that Hercules in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, to rent a traffic, some kind of fashion show, get up, should do, but all my friends to come around, let's flood the party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a town, and my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should do, be sure I gotta, what's happening, I'm Farrell, Mafia's running it tonight, I'm watching the Yankees up 5-2 on Toronto, bottom eight, two outs, Bichette on second, Kirk the batter, the catcher, he only weighs about 300 pounds. Looks like a real major leaguer. Oh, my God. This guy's so fat. Like, it's so unbelievable to me how that guy, I mean, look at him. He should be in beer league with my boy Artie. Look at the size of that fat ass. Anyway, 5-2 Yankees, an unbelievable game because they were losing 2-1 when Rizzo hit a moonshot out to right that cleared the wall. I mean, it was scraping the ceiling, this thing. Tied it up. Then Judge hit one out, his second of the night. He hit an earlier solo shot in the first 455 feet. This one was to dead center, and it made it 3-2. And then Gleyber Torres hit a two-run shot, and that made it 5-2. So they literally, they had four hits in the game and they were all home runs and they're leading Toronto 5-2. Here's the deal. Toronto cannot afford to lose games. It's just that simple. So here's the deal with regards to the wild card. The Yankees would go up 2.5 on Boston, or they're already up 1.5, excuse me. 1.5 on Boston. They'd go to 2 if they win, which they're 4 outs away. They need to get those 4 outs, obviously, but they would go up to 2 games up on Boston. And Seattle would move into a tie, which they already are, because Boston lost tonight again to the Orioles. They lost 2 of 3 to the Orioles. So all the people that thought they had it in the bag because they were playing the Orioles and Nationals, the Red Sox, think again. You just lost 2 of 3 to the lowly last place Orioles. So they're now tied with Seattle for the second spot. Toronto is a half back of them. They'll go a game back of them and 3 back of the Yankees with 3 to go. So Toronto's last chance at the Yankees is these final 4 outs. And, you know, they won 4 straight in the Bronx a couple weeks ago, whatever. And that was huge. And then this was bigger. Believe it or not, because now it really matters. And the Yankees will, if they can finish him off, take 2 of 3 in Toronto. And the only game they lost was Gerrit Cole. Go figure. Their best pitcher gave up 5 earned runs last night. They lost that game 6-5. Bichette hit the home run in the 8th inning to win it. So it's been enormous. I can't get my eye off of it. By the way, the Bengals just scored. Their tight end caught a pass from Burrow in the flat and ran in from like 10, 12 yards out and scored. And they're down 14-7 now. Unless they missed the extra point. I don't know. It's 14-7. Jags lead it early in the third, and now they 3-and-out the Jags. I will say this. I cannot even fathom that first half. I'll get into that later. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces. It's Pharrell on the bench on a thrashing Thursday night. We got Pain Day NFL going on, Thursday night football. We've got baseball going on, Padres Dodgers set to go. And then the other thing tonight going on was Miami getting their ass beat in college football. The last time I checked, it was 19-7. Now it's 27-14 Virginia with 5.5 minutes left in the third. They are just kicking Miami's ass. Miami officially just bites hog. I mean, they are terrible. I mean, it is beyond me how alleged talented they are, that they're this great talent. They're loaded with talent, and they could possibly be this bad. And so the reality is they're not talented, and they aren't good. They are bad. They are terrible, and their coach has got to be doomed. Manny Diaz is doing an atrocious job down in Coral Gables with the Miami Hurricanes. They get worse by the week. Don't be fooled. They beat Central Connecticut. How embarrassing is that? It's Pharrell on the bench.
It's a jungle out there.
So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed.
That's where we come in.
Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Pharrell with Mafia. So, the Jags are up 14-7 on the Bengals in Cincy. And I just wanted to say, Trevor Lawrence has looked good. 9 of 14, 127 yards. He ran for a touchdown. Robinson looks great. 14 carries, 67 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. He had a 6-yard touchdown run. Lawrence, a 7-yard touchdown run. The key to the game has been the fourth down stop at the 1-yard line. That they had a chance to go up 21-0. Trevor Lawrence ran it. Bengals Wilson stopped him at the goal line. They got the ball back with 50 seconds left in the half, stopping a potential touchdown and a 21-point lead. Then they kick off. They get the ball. They move down the field, and they score. And then they 3-and-out the Jags. Now they got the ball back. So that was the key to the game. I want to go back, and we'll talk about this game the rest of the way, but I do want to go back, Mafia, and get your opinion. You know, I got to tell you. Now, you told me before the game, the number 2 guy on Miami, who I don't even know who it is, he got hurt or whatever. He couldn't go. De'Aaron King couldn't go. The backup couldn't go, so they went with some third-string dude. Now, I got to be honest. I only watched the game for a couple minutes because I was – so embedded with the Yankees game, right? But what do I need to know? When I was watching, it was 9-0. I saw the safety that made it 9-0. And I'm just watching. I'm like, you know, a punt, they fumble and dive on top of it, but they can't even, like, literally, they can't even receive a punt without a problem. They are so awful. It's like, I don't even know what I'm watching. I mean, they are flat out anemic. They have no ability to do anything. They're a terrible football team. That's got to be coaching. I've never seen Miami in my life ever. I've been a fan for 40 years. I have never seen them look worse than this, ever. I mean, not even close. I don't care what coach you say. I don't care what year. I don't care what team. I don't care what quarterback. I don't care what anyone said. This is the worst Miami football team I've ever seen in my life. I mean, honestly, Mafia, how pathetic are they?
Yeah, especially, you know, the big thing for me, too, is, okay, you're down to your third stringer. Like, obviously, this isn't how you wanted to go out. This kid's not playing well. He's terrible. It's 5-16. He has a touchdown, but still. The thing for me isn't that they're losing the game. You know, you're putting up 2 touchdowns, not a great offensive performance. You haven't had a lot of great offensive performances all season. But isn't Manny Diaz supposed to be some defensive genius? Now, granted, Virginia's put up a bunch of points this season. They put up 43 against William & Mary, 42 against Illinois, 39 against UNC. Wake last week was the first time they actually got shut down a little bit, put up 17. But you're giving up a ton of points here, 27 points. You're Miami. You're supposed to stop people, you know, with Manny Diaz as your coach. That's supposed to be your bread and butter. I know that the problem has been that they haven't had a quarterback, but their defense has always been good, right? The turnover chain and all this bling that they throw out there, they haven't gotten stopped people. 44 points Alabama, 23 to App State, 38 to Michigan State, and now 27 right now through Virginia, and you're not even done. You still got a whole nother quarter. You're probably going to give up 30-something points, maybe even the 40s in this game. So if this guy's bread and butter is defense and they can't stop anybody, it doesn't matter what quarterback you have out there, you're still going to lose games.
How in God's name do they not fire Manny Diaz? I mean, honestly.
I don't see how they don't.
Fire him. I mean, they got to fire him. They just cannot. They can't have this. And they can talk all they want about how much they love him. He's a nice guy. Everybody loves him. I don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. There is no way that Canes fans are going to tolerate this. I don't care if the guy is the greatest human being alive, man of the year, everybody's favorite neighbor. Kids love him. He's a great recruiter. I don't care what you say. They cannot look this bad. Week after week after week. Do not include that Central Connecticut game. That does not count. That's like playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. When they play anybody decent at all, they lose. And that's it. I mean, Virginia's not even good. And they're beating their ass. Michigan State beat their ass. Alabama beat their ass. They can't beat anybody decent or good. I mean, good, forget it. Decent. They have limited chance in that. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see how, frankly, I don't even know if Donna Shalala is still running it. I just can't imagine she's going to put up with this if she is. You got to get rid of him. You just have to. And you know what? I don't see any reason. I don't even see a reason in keeping him. What, Mafia?
He's got 2 more years left on his contract. Signed to a 5-year deal where they brought him in. So it's $8 million a year. You have to go out and pay $20 million if you get rid of him.
I don't care. Do you know how rich they are? It costs $75,000 a year to go to Miami. Every kid. They got money coming out there. Ying. It's the most expensive private school on the East Coast besides Harvard. I mean, honestly, Miami's a ripoff. It's so expensive to go to school there. You know why, don't you, Mafia? You pay an extra $40,000 just to see all that fantastic ass on South Beach.
You got to pay to go down by the beach, boy.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to get... Oh, wait a minute. The Bengals are on the move inside the tent. We got a red zone. We got a red zone. We got a red zone. How about a big second half from Burrow? How about a big second half, Mafia?
After that stop on fourth down, the goal line, which we'll talk about later, Meyer's an idiot for going for it. Still, after they get that stop, I'm like, all right, do I bet the second half on the Bengals here? It was 6.5 at halftime on spread on FanDuel. By the time they got that first touchdown,
they were getting 6.5.
They were getting 6.5. After they got the touchdown, it dropped to 2.5. Now they're laying 2.5. They haven't even tied it up yet. They're just like, listen, we know this is happening. This team's going to win this game. We're going to start making them the favorite again.
I know. When I saw it at 6.5, I pounced on it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Now they're at the, he's literally at the goal line. I think he got in when the ball went over the line. They're going to say he's down at the 1 foot line. This is great. Thank God we got a game now, because when it was 14 going on 21-0, I was like ready to jump. I just couldn't even believe it. When you saw the first half of that game, didn't you think like that the NFL once again is fixed? How in God's name is an 0-3 team, the worst team in the league? If they're not one of the worst teams in the league, who is? Texans, Jets? I mean, the worst team. I don't even think Indy's that bad. But I do believe the Jags were one of the worst teams. But I got to tell you, when they went up 14, I'm like, this game's fixed. And then I said, touchdown Bengals. I'll say this much. Instead of saying they're the worst team, they were the worst team going into this game. But they don't look like the worst team mafia now to me, because I thought they looked great in the first half running the ball, and I thought Lawrence looked good throwing it and running it.
Well, you have to wait and see, though, because this is the same thing we saw last week. You know, the first half against the Cardinals, they had the lead. You're like, oh, man, look at this team. They had the kick six. It's like maybe they have a little something to them. Second half, they come back and get blown out. This is the same script we're seeing again. They're up 14-0. All of a sudden now, it's tied up at 14. They haven't done a damn thing since halftime. Urban Meyer, I guess, just doesn't make good halftime adjustments, because this is, again, another situation where you have a good lead and people are surprised, and then you can't get anything going so far in the second half. They run the ball like crazy. They had, 120 yards in the first half, and they've got nothing going in the second half.
They just gave Burrow the touchdown. He dove over. I don't know. It's sketchy. But they gave him the touchdown. I think they're going to, I don't know if they're reviewing it. They review all touchdowns. But right now they got him in, and it's 14-13. So 5.5 left, basically, third quarter. And they're reviewing if he scored or not. It's close. Like, I think it's really close whether he got in or not. It was second down. So either way, they got two more cracks at it if he didn't get in. It's Pharrell on the bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
Told you it was sketchy, Moff. He didn't get in. It's third and goal now from the 1 foot line. They stopped him. I didn't think he got in the last time he ran it, but now they're in the end zone. So that took 10 minutes. And they finally get a touchdown with Mixon. All I know is that just took way too long. I mean, the guy went for it on second down. It took 7 to 10 minutes to review the play and get him out there to run the third down. You can't argue that that took forever. I mean, like, he's either in or he isn't. Take a look at it, make the call, get back out on the field. I will say this. I go to these games, right? I go to NFL games. I've been hitting some games. And it just takes forever to play an NFL game. And I mean to tell you, when you're at the game, there are more timeouts and more standing around and doing nothing and holding your D than anything I've ever seen in pro sports. I mean, I sit at these games. I went to the Steeler game. It took forever. I mean, I was like sitting there. I could have gone out, ordered a pizza, and got drinks, and gone to the header, and come back, and they still are in a timeout. I mean, it is one timeout after the next. Timeouts for both sides are endless. TV timeouts on top of that. Injury timeouts. I mean, they barely play any football, Moff. I mean, it takes all day to play a game. Like, that just took 10 minutes, that play.
Yeah, the NFL, I think, is one of the worst in-person experiences because of how many TV timeouts there are. And that's why they get, you know, part of the reason why they get all these big contracts is because there's so many damn timeouts. So there's plenty of commercials for you to make up that money, you know, for all these networks to do that. It just drives me nuts. That's why I love hockey. You know, hockey, they made the rules different. They made it more for the fans there where, you know, icing, there is no TV timeout. You go and you face it off and you get it going. You know, baseball, that's slow. It is what it is. Basketball is a lot more back and forth. You kind of know when the timeouts are. But football is the worst. I mean, I go to games, or before the pandemic, I would. And I go to a bunch of different sports. You know, I love going to hockey, basketball, especially college, you know, for Seton Hall around here. But football, I was always like, I go to one game a year because, you know, it's fun to be there, get drunk in the parking lot, tailgate before. Other than that, I'll watch the rest at home because it looks just as good, probably even better at home. And I can go and go to the bathroom or go get food or switch to a different game or a million other things during the million timeouts you have. Right. During the million timeouts in the NFL game, I could do that stuff at home. But when you're stuck in the stands there, it sucks.
We went to the Guns N' Roses concert. It was way better.
You probably could have gotten a whole Guns N' Roses concert in the course of a NFL game in timeout time.
Oh, my God. It just takes forever. Like, I was like, I sat. So here I was at the game, right? And it was 86 degrees, blazing sun, not a cloud in the sky. I told you it was like sitting in the Sahara Desert with no water. So I go to the game. I'm sitting in the sun. I'm gushing like I'm in Venezuela. I'm sweating so bad. It was beaming down on us too, like right overhead. And I had no hat, no nothing. I'm just sitting there, scorched earth, and no sleep. I went there on no sleep, like literally an hour and a half of sleep, if that. And then I'm soaking wet, sitting there and burning. I'm burning like a baked potato. And then they ran out of Gatorade. So I'm at the game, and I told Gunnar, I said, go get me a – I said, get a – because he was chugging Coke. I go, get me a Gatorade. And they ran out. So I got one Gatorade at the beginning of the game. And then 30 minutes later, 40 minutes later, maybe 45, I went for a second Gatorade because I was dying, and that was helping me, you know, have a hit of Gatorade every 10 minutes. And I went, and they were out. They were out of water. They were out of Gatorade. What in the Sam hell is going on when I'm at an NFL stadium – one of the biggest stadiums in sports, and they're out of drinks? What? I mean, what? I'm like sitting there. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm like, you're out of effing drinks? I'm forced to drink soda. I just don't drink soda anymore in life. Like, I'll drink,
which just helps, you know, to hydrate too.
You don't hydrate on soda. Like, you need water, and then Gatorade is okay, but it's a little sketchy too. Like, you know, Gatorade's not exactly, believe me, it'll hydrate you, but it's not good for you. And they make it seem like it is. Gatorade Zero, I like, with zero sugar. That's the one I drink, but they don't sell that at stadiums. You got to go find that stuff at the store. But I just thought it sucked. You know, cashless now, you got to pay with a card or with Apple Pay. And then they run out of like Gatorade and water at an NFL game. I'm like, who runs out of water at an NFL game? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm standing there 50 deep in the line for 30 minutes. I get to the front of the line and my son goes, yeah, they're out. So he got me nothing. They had no water, no Gatorade. And I'm like sitting there. I mean to tell you. So my point being is that, like, I'm sitting there with no fluids and the timeouts are endless. I mean, they don't even play football. They don't even play football. And then when they do play football, the Steelers were doing nothing. Like, they couldn't even get a first down. And I'm just sitting there watching them. And then, you know, Steelers 3-and-out every time they had the ball against the Raiders. They were so awful. He got his foot down, that Agnew. What a play. He got his foot down, both of them. That's a hell of a catch. I'll tell you what. Jacksonville's in business at the 46 of Cincinnati after a huge gain by Agnew. And now you're going to get a flag there, a late hit. There's a late hit on Lawrence. They're going to get another 15. And Robinson's arguing with the defender. He's going to beat him up because he hit him. I thought that was a stupid hit on Lawrence. That's 15 right there. That's just a stupid headshot right to the back. Yeah, totally unnecessary, dumb, stupid play. You know, I'm Zach Taylor. I yank you out. You're done. You're not in the lineup. That's just such a dumb play by the Bengals. Number 20. I don't know who he is. It's awful. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, Apple. Is that Eli Apple?
Yep.
Oh, my God. He sucks his whole career. Now I see him making that play. How stupid are you, bro? And that big Robinson is like 350 pounds pointing at him. He's like, I'll snap your neck. Here's Apple again on the sideline injured. But that was a cheap shot. That was a dumb hit. I think they picked up the flag, Mafia. They picked up the flag. No late hit. That's a terrible call. Did you see that late hit? That was a late hit.
Yeah, I saw it. He was already in the slide. That was a late hit. And were they going to try to say that Apple was like he's on the sideline and hurt now so that he just fell into him? Come on. It wasn't a hard hit. No. It wasn't like he took his head off. But still, once you're in the slide, you can't touch the guy.
I think they were saying the play was already over. So now it's third down and two. That's a huge flag pickup there because they were at about the 40, right? And then that would have been 15 yards. They would have been down to the 25. So that was a huge pickup of that flag because he gained 8 on the play and it would have been, you know, because now it's 3rd and 2. Instead, it would have been 8 plus 15 more. Instead, they pick up the flag and now it's 3rd and 2. This is a huge play right here.
And yeah, they stopped him here. You're not even in field goal range yet. So, yeah, it's huge right there because now you're going to get the ball back. It's not going to be a great field position probably, but you're going to get the ball back and they put no points up again.
Well, I think they're going to go for it now because of where they are. They have no choice but to go for it. I'll say this. I was watching. I've seen the reaction to Eli and Peyton, right, that they're not going to be on for the next 3 weeks or something like that. And there's, you know, I saw the reaction that there was people saying it's revolutionized Monday Night Football television viewing. And now you're going to be stuck with Greasy and Riddick and Levy and people aren't going to like it and blah, blah, blah. First down on fourth down, they got the first down. So anyway, I said this weeks ago, the first time it aired, you remember I said it. I said it on Coast to Coast and on the bench. I said, that's going to be the end of Levy, Greasy and Riddick, and you cannot have ratings that huge and ignore that. You cannot have ratings that huge. That is going to destroy the regular broadcast of Monday Night Football. You cannot leave a broadcast crew on that's getting stomped by those two brothers doing that broadcast with all those guests and all that funny, entertaining viewing. It's just the easiest decision ever made by man. If you are running Disney, you have to make that move. You just have to get rid of them and put Peyton and Eli in the slot. Now, people are saying, they don't say that. They're all just saying it's revolutionized television viewing and that people are going to be miserable for the next 3 weeks without them. And it's going to hurt more people are going to watch the Monday night game with Levy calling it. But the reality is they're not going to like it. They're not going to like the broadcast and they're going to complain about it. And they're going to tweet about it. And they're going to blah, blah, blah about it. Right. So the reality is that I'm just going to say the same thing I said before. They need to replace them. And the problem is that Peyton and Eli aren't doing every game. They're doing 10 games. So they're not doing the next 3 weeks, which I can't figure out because it's not like Thanksgiving and Christmas yet. You know what I mean? You think they'd like take a break during the holidays or something, but they're already taking a break. What are they, tired? I think they should be on every week until the holidays. And then I think they should replace that boring ass crew they got doing the games. No offense to them. Cause I like Steve and Brian. I don't know Lewis.
You're living through a revolution. Sports gaming is sweeping the country.
You can feel it.
Soon you'll be drowning in noise from posers and wannabes.
They have noise.
We have analysis and expert information.
Stick with who you know.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
So So it's 30-21 Virginia on Miami with 10 minutes left. Miami's got the ball at the 25 of Virginia. They got this kid throwing dangerous passage in the double coverage in the end zone. Should have been picked off by Virginia, but it wasn't. So, I mean, they got to score twice. They're down 9. So they can score a touchdown all they want. They got to score more than that. And they just look, I mean, this kid just got his knee just taken out, Mallory, on that tackle by Blunt. They don't have time to mess around. There's like 9.5 minutes left and rolling, and they're trying to score. They got to get in the end zone. I don't know what they're waiting for, but they're trying to find a way to come back on Virginia. The problem is they keep letting them score. It was, you know, 27-14, then 27-21, now 30-21. Their defense sucks. You can't give up 30 points at home and expect to win. I don't care what anybody says. The Yankees won that game 6-2 over the Jays. Toronto screwed. Miami's going to score here. The quarterback kept it, Van Dyke. He ran it in. So now you got a game. Tyler Van Dyke with the 24-yard touchdown running it in. And it's 30-27. I got to tell you, the student body looks fantastic in there. Love when those Canes fans wear bikinis to the game. Just a brilliant idea. Brilliant concept. Brilliant. Look at that white boy go. I thought he was going to fall down about 5 times running it in. They're going to go for the kick and not 2. 2's not going to do them any good. They're going to be down 2 now. So a field goal would win the game. There's 9 minutes left. Miami's got to make a stop. For God's sakes, you want to save Manny Diaz's neck? Win this game. And here's the deal. It's first and goal for Jacksonville. They got a first down. And they're having a problem with Trevor Lawrence's helmet. I think they changed his helmet or something or fixed it. The microphone where Urban Meyer can talk to him or the offensive coordinator. First and goal from the 4 for the Jags in a tie game. I mean, the Bengals have deserved to lose this game. Touchdown, Jags. They're saying he's down at the 1. Bengals think that they recovered a fumble, but they didn't. Robinson's down at the 1. I got to see where he's down.
Well, Cincinnati that's shot themselves in the foot, too.
He was never down. I mean, that's a touchdown.
Well, you were watching the Miami game. They had second and goal. They sacked Lawrence from behind, like all the way back, like the 20-yard line. And he called for defensive holding. It brings it back up and gives him first and goal again.
So they blew it.
They blew it. They had the sack, and one of the secondary guys held and nullified.
So now another timeout. I mean, am I making my point or what? Here we go. How many timeouts do they have? I mean, it is so unbelievable. Now it's second and goal. I guess, they're challenging. It's a video replay challenging because it's a touchdown. It's not even down. It's a touchdown. He was never down. His knees weren't down. He was over the goal line easily. And it's 20-14 Jaguars. That's a touchdown as sure as I'm sitting here.
Right, let's see how long it takes them to figure that out, because you figured it out in 15 seconds.
How funny, I'm watching Drew Brees doing a gambling commercial on TV. I've seen it all now. That guy, now he's doing gambling commercials? That is hilarious. How about he's on NBC now doing pro football Sunday nights or whatever, and he's doing gambling commercials? You never saw that when he played. Wasn't he like holier than thou when he played? Now he's doing gambling commercials. He's doing betting apps. I just saw it. I almost fell over. It's so funny to me how for the last 30 years I've been doing sports betting on my show, maybe longer than 30 years. And I was treated like a pedophile for talking point spreads and money lines and totals and gambling. And now everyone and their mother does it. Everyone, The same people. Like, the same people that treated me like I was a coke dealer, the bosses in radio that treated me like I was a kidnapper, they actually, all of them, 100% of them now take gambling money. All of them. And they literally, I mean, you would have thought I was a rapist the way they treated me when I talked about betting. I always got the business from program directors. They always gave me the business about my gambling talk. You got to stop with all the gambling talk. You got to stop with all this betting and point spread stuff. You just got to stop. We can't have it. It's just not acceptable. And now every single one of them, all of them to a T, all of them take gambling money. All of them. Every one of them. Their entire portfolio of commercials on their radio stations is all betting. That's all they have. They don't have any other sponsors. They got betting. That's it. Mafia, you know it's true.
It absolutely is true. It's so two-faced, you know. I mean, yeah, you have to be careful, tread lightly because of it being illegal, blah, blah, blah. I get they're covering, you know, their butts to some respect. But like you said, they treated you like it was, like you were ready to deal heroin on the air. Like you were doing the worst thing possible. Like you were soliciting minors. And it's not the case. Like you were talking about it. You always talked about it in the context of Vegas, 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 where it was legal. And they all, you know, were scared to death of you. And then now, not only do they take all the money for it, I mean, some of them are even turning their guys into ambassadors for safe gambling, right? Even though we know that they don't.
Oh, Jesus. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on that. I'll end up... Don't even get me started on that. I'll just leave that right there on the gutter. I'll leave that out with the trash. Look at this guy. He's still throwing first downs for Virginia. Now, that's a terrible spot by the ref. He caught that ball as a first down. And now they move him behind the first down by a yard. You can't tell me that kid wasn't over and then came back to the ball. He caught it over and then came backwards. I thought that was a first down for Virginia. Now they're going to say it's third and one. Miami can't stop anything. They couldn't stop a mosquito.
By the way, they gave him that touchdown. They came back. But, you know, it took 3 minutes of real time before we got back into this broadcast and they tell us his touchdown when it took you 15 seconds live to figure that out.
Virginia gets the first down. Miami's defense is so porous. It is so porous. My buddy told me today, he said, Steele's a great pitcher, a young talent for the Cubs. He's like, he's just a fantastic pitcher. He's going to kill the Pirates. I'm like, yeah, I'm betting on the Pirates. He was right. Steele, seven innings, no runs. Cubs beat the Pirates 9-0. And he bet a boatload of money on him. I mean, a boatload of money, over 25 large on that kid Steele today. Can you imagine betting that much money on a rookie? I mean, honestly, and betting on the Cubs, no less, you got to be half crazy. I mean, you got to be half crazy. But then again, he was right. I'll give him that. That's a hell of a bet. Kluber, two earned runs over 4 2/3. I think he sucks too, but tonight he didn't. I saw him striking out. Guerrero, you name it. He had it all going. And Robbie Ray, going for the Cy Young. He got lit up tonight for 5 earned runs. So there you go. I couldn't believe what I saw tonight. I really couldn't that I saw those home runs. Rizzo, Judge, and Gleyber Torres in the inning, same inning. Whatever it was, the 6th inning, I think they scored 4 runs. They had 4 hits in the game, maybe more later. They scored another run. They won 6-2. But at that point, they had 4 hits, and they were all home runs. That is a gigantic win tonight for the Yankees. Gigantic. Here we go again, 3rd and 5. Kane Day. Come on. Ed Reed on the sideline, the future head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. The coach in waiting as soon as they fire Manny Diaz. 3rd and 5. Can they get to him? No, he throws. Dropped. Finally make a stop. That only took all night. Let's go. 5:44 left, and the Canes are getting the pill. Let's go. Kane Day. Love my Canes. All about the Canes, baby. Oh, I used to love going to see the Canes play every week when I lived down in Boca and go down to see the Canes. I used to love wearing my Canes garb around Miami. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Chicks dig the Canes. Chicago. Now Virginia will punt it to them with 5.5 minutes left in this game. Hopefully they won't screw it up. See if this guy, he's going to fair catch it. Don't fumble this one like you did earlier. They got to go 91 yards. Not really. They got to get a field goal. They'll probably butcher that. I don't trust anything they do. 5.5 minutes to go, and they got to go the length of the field, basically, and get a field goal. Screw that field goal. Go down and score. You got 5.5 minutes. There's no time restrictions. Move the ball. Go down. Score. Win the game. Come on. Although they'll never cover. Wait a minute. Let's see. If they score, if they put 7 up, what would it be? 35-30. They would push. Or no, they were laying 4.5, Mafia. They were laying 4.5 today. If they were, to, if they could score and kick the extra point, they would cover by a hook. If they score and kick an extra point. I need Miami to score a touchdown, kick an extra point. That's what I need. I don't have faith in them. Do you?
No, I don't. With your third string quarterback in there, I know they made a nice comeback here. I know Virginia's not good, but Miami's been terrible. I don't trust them. I don't care if they're at home. I just can't trust them.
Right. Now what? Burrow's down 7? Yes, 21-14. Can you believe this team? I cannot believe that they're losing to the Jaguars. I mean, how do you beat the Steelers 24-10 in Pittsburgh and then go home on primetime Thursday night and get your ass beat all night long by the Jacksonville Jaguars? Can you explain that to me? I mean, that is just the craziest thing I've ever seen. They'll never cover in this game. They'll be lucky. They will be flat out lucky if they win this game because they have been getting their ass beat all night long. Chase with a first down for the Bengals. Now they're moving. There's 10 minutes left and they got to score. I mean, they just can't. I mean, they've never had the lead in this game.
No,
never had the lead in the game playing at home. It's Pharrell on the bench. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that one last indignity?
How about Burrow, dude? Don't call me Montezuma's revenge. Azuma's second touchdown of the night. The big tight end burrows in from 10 yards out after he caught the rock. And a holding on the defense declined. 21 apiece now at Brown Stadium in the Queen City on the Thursday nighter. And I'm watching Miami still down 2. With 4.5 minutes to go against Virginia. I just saw before they went to break a penalty on Miami. So I know that's not good. But they're in a TV break, so I can't keep track of all these commercials. It's like all I do is watch commercials all night. I don't watch any football. I just watch commercials. It's so painful. In the final hour, Mark McClune will join us from out in Arizona to talk about the Cardinals' big game with the Rams at SoFi on Sunday afternoon. And the undefeated Cardinals look pretty good. Can they hang with the Rams, who they never beat? I think McVay's 8-0 against them. We'll talk to him. Plus, Mafia getting excited to give all of his college and pro picks, because I'm not going to talk to him on the bench anymore this week after tonight. So he's got to do it tonight at some point. He's got to pick all the games. So the end of this game is going to be great. Bengals and Jags tied. The end of the Miami game is going to be great. It's Pharrell on the bench.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.